Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, you got me, KC, co-host Teddy. Tonight we're about to have a very awesome show for you tonight on She's On Radio. First of all, before I go any further, I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in tonight. Tonight's going to be an awesome show. We're going to get it in. We got a very good guest host tonight. So definitely, I want to introduce her to you all. Young Rod, where you at, man?
I'm right here, man. I'm right here. I ain't went nowhere.
All right. Go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about you, man.
Well, you know, it's your girl, Young Rod 2G. Most of the people that know me from Facebook know I'm a veteran. I just recently came back home a couple of months ago, and, you know, I got back and I decided I was tired of working for everybody else. I served my country. Now it's time to serve me and my community. So let's get it.
So what part are you, what are you wearing?
I am currently located in the beautiful Birmingham, Alabama. Beautiful view.
Uh-oh. Do you like it out there?
I'm sorry. What was that?
Yeah, do you like it out there? Is it nice?
It's, you know, the beautiful thing about Birmingham is there's a lot of history down here.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, this is kind of where we came up from. We fought for a lot of stuff down here, but it's slow. It's very slow. I've always said I'd raise a family here, but actually establish myself, nah. Nah. I'd rather this be my home station and just take over the rest of the world and, you know, live it nice and easy. It's laid back. For people that like that laid back type of atmosphere, you know, you got a few clubs but nothing too big. Yeah, it's great. It's great. Minus First 48. Y'all don't pay attention to that. We do better things with our lives. I'm proof of that, that we do better things with our lives. First 48 is not all that sums up Birmingham. We don't just have teenagers out here killing folks for nothing.
Okay. So I think the callers want to know, who are you outside of Rod? Like, tell us the person that is not the entertainer.
Outside of the artist, Young Rod G. Gucci, you have Rockquita Lynette Hendrix, the all-around American girl. You know, I've known Achievement since I started learning, and the one thing that I can say is I've always had a thirst for knowledge, and I've always had this huge golden heart that I inherited from my dad. I can't get rid of that. That really sums it up for me. You know, once I say, "You my people, I love you, and I'm gonna continue to show love for you." That's what it is, even when it hurts.
I hear that.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about the Army. You know, how was that being in the Army as a out LGBT person, like? How did you get through it?
First and foremost, and I'm so glad you asked that question. I joined the Army when I was 17. Back then, there was no being openly gay in the Army. You know, so when I signed the dotted line, it was the biggest lie I had ever said because I said that I was not a homosexual female. Well, okay, I wouldn't say it was the biggest lie because at that time, you know, we all trying to learn ourselves. Hold on. Yo, bro, shut the hell up. We all try to learn ourselves.
Whoa.
That's the dog. It's the poodle. He got the heart of a pit bull. But, I mean, as far as the Army goes, it was a great experience. I've met so many wonderful people. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for the Army, I wouldn't have met my best friend. And I advise people who have their head on strong to actually go ahead and do that. You know, I started at an early age, set myself up right, learned a lot that you will not learn from a schoolhouse. You know, and it was a great experience. Very great. How many people could say they got paid to travel across this beautiful country and world?
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about the music. Let's talk about you as an artist. What inspired you to even become an artist? What inspired you to say, hey, I'm home, let's get it?
Well, okay, I've always had a love for music. I've been a part of at least a church choir or a school choir since I was about 3 years old. And poetry is my thing. If you go to my Facebook page, I got bukus of poems. And that's not even a fourth of what I have. You know, my mom, she actually started buying me composition notebooks at the age of 7. And she wanted me to just write in them because my issue with communicating is I overthink, but I can write out whatever it is that's in my head to the point where you can see what I see and how I see it. And,
right.
Well, I mean, if you want to talk about inspiration, my very first inspiration was my mom. She's always been supportive of creative side. She's always been supportive of the artistic nature that I had. You know, even when it came to me coming out, you know, my mom is just, she's been there. She's been there. And if it was not for her, the quality of music that you get from me, you wouldn't get. Because I started off when I was like 19, and, you know, some cats start off the same way because we listen to the same thing, and it was all derogatory words and things of that nature. And she actually saw a video of me freestyling, and she said, baby, I think you have the talent. I know you have the talent. But please, 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 please don't do all that damn cursing. So I changed the game up. I decided to clean it up a little bit. And now it's to a point where I can have a full concert in front of my mom. She's like 52. I'm going to say 52, even though I know she's older, because I know she don't want nobody to know her age. But even at 52, she can enjoy a hip-hop concert.
Right.
And, you know, because of her, that it's been my mission not just to reach generations that my generation and generations that follow me, but also up. That's where my inspiration comes. Mama dear.
Okay. So if you can work with any artist that is out there in the game right now, we're going to start off with mainstream. We work with any mainstream artist right now. Who would you like to feature on your track, or you would like to be featured on theirs?
To be honest, since I just started actively pursuing my music career in February of this year, I personally feel like if anyone were to come to me and say, hey, 2G, I want you on a track, it's going down, especially if I like the caliber of artists, the caliber of the music that they're producing, because I do my research. I'm all about research. I'm going to research you before I even fuck with you. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a specific artist. I'm not just going to say, well, you know, if I do a track, it's going to have to be Wayne or it's going to have to be Drake. Nah, if you given the message and I respect your message is clear, and I support it, I'm with you. I'm riding with you to the end of the day. from mainstream to underground, it doesn't matter. As long as I respect your message and I feel like we're on the same level and we have the same mission, then let's get it.
So, Teddy, you have any questions for Rod?
Man, you asked all my questions.
There's more.
I know. I'm trying to think of something now. Shoot, if you could perform anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
Anywhere in the world. Well, if I performed anywhere in the world, I'd most likely want to perform in, like, you know, you have those artists that give back to the troops and they come back and they do concerts. Of course, I would love to be one of those artists that go back to the troops and do concerts and give them a little leisure time, a little free time to let them feel as if they're themselves again, because I know what they're going through. And I respect everything that they do and everything that they sacrifice. That's like, I could stay underground for the rest of my life, but get one opportunity to perform for the troops, that'll be the best gift that God could ever give me, because it's given back to the people that have given so much to me.
Amen. I like that. The last question I can think of off the top of my head, where do you see yourself in 5 years with music?
In 5 years with music, I see myself out of the realm of being just an artist, because I'm not just an artist. And I see myself being a leader. If nowhere else, I'm going. I refuse to not be a leader in my city. I refuse to not be a leader in my city. We're losing our youth to the streets and gangs and thugs and violence. Therefore, within the next 5 years, if I don't do anything else, I'll be a leader in Birmingham, showing these kids that there is a better way than what you see on TV.
Right. We need more people like you.
I know, that's right.
Well, I mean, the mission is to get the message out there that it's possible to be like that. And it's okay, and people accept you.
Right.
You know? And that's just, it's just like, it's a war, actually, because you're fighting against so many different forces that say that it's not okay to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my ultimate mission is to like, at least kids my nephew's age, he's just turned 14, at least like kids his age, a little bit older, and the generations to follow, to know that it's okay to be yourself, you know.
Right.
Your creator didn't mess up when they made you.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period. Don't question your creator and their abilities to create. That's like questioning your own abilities to create. If you're going to question your abilities to create, then why do it?
Right. Have a church.
Tabernacle.
Yeah. Got me a little speechless over here.
Yeah, that's the first time. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
What?
You got my first speechless.
You got me speechless over here, because I think I was tongue-tied. I think I was a little tongue-tied when she said,
Lord,
she would like to go back to the troops. And that is definitely the most selfless thing I have ever heard from an artist ever.
I mean,
I feel like you want to be blessed. You're going to be blessed, and, you know, you keep pitching yourself, hey, you can do anything you put your mind to. If you want to go perform for the troops, hey, go ahead and get on the roster. Hit them up. Let them know what you do.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can do it.
I got faith. I got faith that what I'm doing is what I'm supposed to be doing, because, I mean, to be honest, I've pushed myself in every direction when it comes to trying to figure out exactly what career I want and where I want to go in life. And it seems like the only thing that God continues to answer is the music, is writing. That's the one thing that people respond to completely. So So I've learned that sometimes you got to fall back and you got to remember that God got you.
Mm-hmm.
This is his plan, and you are simply a tool. You know, you're down here and you having a physical experience, but you know, in the end, we all have a mission. We all have a certain calling that we have to fulfill in order to get the whole mission complete. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I just continue to pray that what I'm doing is right, and what I write, if one person can relate, I'm good. You know, and if I get to that one person, especially if that one person is in a spot that's so dark and they don't necessarily know exactly how they're going to get out, if I can reach that one person and pull them out of that darkness and give them just a little tiny mustard seed of faith, then I've done my job. That's what I was put here for.
What?
That's true.
Amen.
So speaking of this, you're real big about the kids and the future. So let's go back to when you were a kid. Like, tell us one of your biggest inspirations. Like, who inspired you as a child, you know, in the music game? Like, it could be gospel, it could be hip hop, R&B.
You went all the way back.
I take it back, baby.
Okay. I'm going to go all the way back to you. 1991, the Brat came out. She came out hard as all get out with her baggy jeans and her FUBU jersey or plaits and stuff like that. It was so extreme to the point that I had the plaits myself with the rubber bands. I would have no other hairstyle. There's so many pictures from the age of 3 till about 5 or 6 where I had the same freaking hairstyle. Because, I mean, the Brat, especially with me already being knowledgeable that I was a little bit different from everybody, I immediately identified with the Brat, you know. And then on top of that, her lyrical skill is just amazing.
Yeah.
And I respect her whole career because regardless of what people said, she dressed like she wanted to. You know, she talked her conscience about what she wanted to talk about. And then on top of that, she wasn't going to let what anyone said about what she should do as far as her image or how she should look or what she should say. None of that came into play. All of that was the Brat. And that really, really inspired me because just watching her and women like MC Light. I'll admit, I was listening to MC Light. Those, as far as females are concerned in the rap game, those two specifically were my biggest inspiration. But honestly, because I was sneaking hip-hop then, I wasn't really allowed to listen to hip-hop until 96. And the first album that I was actually able to purchase was Machiavelli. And I don't know if y'all heard that joint, but it changed my life. I felt like, finally, okay, it's okay. It's all right to be an intellect and grow out of the street. It's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that you're a little different. You know, and just listening to the words that you said, like the first song I got to play in my mom's car was Dear Mama.
Yeah,
and that one right there, you know, if I ever get to the point where I feel like I am an accomplished writer, because I'm still working towards that, that is a song that I would actually like to redo, because it's a love letter to your mom, you know, it's paying homage to the woman that gave you life, the woman that carried you and nurtured you, and especially in my generation, there's not a lot of people that had father figures. I'm thankful to say that my dad, even though he wasn't able to be around physically, he's always been a mentor to me. But there were a lot of kids that didn't really have that, you know, and in a sense I connected to it. And just listening to his words and reading his poems, man, I know he was a beautiful spirit. I know. Never got a chance to meet him, but I know he was a beautiful spirit and a blessing to be around. And individuals like him, individuals like him that are feel that they were put here to, if not change the world, spark the mind of the individual that will change the world, those are the type of individuals that really inspire me. Because, I mean, you know the world we live in. It's hectic. It's wild. There's too much going on.
There's too much going on.
Too much micromanagement is how I
think. I think everybody needs a belt. Everybody.
Everybody
needs right
a belt.
Right now,
a good spanking will get that mind right.
Nah, they don't need a spanking. Spanking is too elementary. They need an ass for whooping.
Whooping.
That's what they need. They need the 1922 Grandma Becky in the corner with the big strap and the big stretch and the big trick. Boom.
You know,
not out.
They need one of them barber school, the barbershop.
Got a flow for you.
Belt.
Oh, you mean to sharpen the... Oh, man. That's an old school belt.
Yeah, that's an old school. Yes.
I done heard stories about them joints.
Ever since the media have set up and said, look, y'all need to stop hitting on your kids. Y'all need to stop embarrassing them in public. Y'all need to stop switching off. Man, you can just look at a kid and point your fingers at a kid. And they want to say you're doing child endangerment. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the problem with kids today. They don't have role models. You know what I'm saying? They don't have a person that's gonna say no. Stop.
Yeah, they don't have structure. They don't have discipline.
Right.
And to be honest, before I joined the military, that was my issue. I had a sense of discipline. I had a knowledge of what it was, but I didn't have discipline. I wanted to do whatever the fuck I wanted to do. Excuse my language.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to curse. But once I joined and I realized that it's not all about me, there is a greater purpose in life, you know,
mm-hmm.
and not to mention the big scary-ass drill sergeants. I mean, imagine 17 years old, 105 pounds, soaking wet with my combat boots on, and
oh,
I got this big 220-pound, 6'6" drill sergeant all in my face like, you ready, you right. Ah! Yeah, that also
right.
kind of helped it. That
You'll
also
right
kind of helped it. I got
You'll
right real
right
quick.
Real quick.
Day one, Casey, day one. First day of basic training, I was like, oh, they ain't playing no games. I need to just sit back, fall back, and
mm-hmm.
let them handle it, and just do what
mm-hmm.
I'm told.
Amen.
Yeah,
my uncle's a drill sergeant, so I know what you went through. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody at the moment should put their kids at right now, in this day and age, like right now, from today on in, need to put their kids in some type a school where they're going to learn and not be the teacher. But a lot of kids out there is the teacher and not the student. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And,
hallelujah,
it's a place that needs to be in these schools. And I feel like the only way kids are going to learn how to be somebody today because the parents seem like they just don't give a care. You got maybe about 25% of the parents out there that actually are mothers and fathers to their kids. The other ones leave them on the porch so they want to go to the club and shake their booty and practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't gonna call. Hey, look, you hear me? Okay. But,
okay.
They need to start getting, if they don't get the belt, they need to shake them. Like, look, you little. You know what I'm saying? Scare them a little bit.
Look.
You don't gotta beat, you don't gotta kill them all.
You ain't gotta,
put bruises
right?
on them, but scare them a little bit. You know, like, let them know it's not gonna fly back. It's not gonna fly back. Yeah. These kids beating their mamas and daddies now.
It's like
that's
this. The kids, the kids is out here now. Kids are having kids, so kids don't know how to raise kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's
exactly,
what it is.
Exactly.
And if the kids is having kids, they mamas and daddies or whoever's raising them ain't doing right by them.
Yeah, and
they let them. Go ahead.
Oh, you can go ahead. You can go. I want you to finish your statement because I'll plug in what I was about to say.
They just out here running wild. Like my daughter, she thinks she gonna run me. I said no. I don't have to put my hands on my child. All I got to do is have that look, get up,
mm-hmm.
and my voice gets loud, I can make tears fall quick.
Exactly.
Without having to put my hands on her. I'm like, you know, this is how it's going down. If you don't like it, there's the door. But the streets are way worse than me. I'm nice.
Yeah.
The streets will eat you up, spit you back out, and not care.
And a lot of kids don't know that. That's a large portion of the reason that once my boots hit ground, my first thought was NPO, nonprofit organization, because again, you know, my focus is to nurture this next generation so that they are prepared
right.
for the life that they have to live.
Right.
And a lot of these kids, like even my nephew, he gets to a point where he attempts to be disrespectful. And he was wilding out the whole time I was in Afghanistan. I told him already, dude, you my height, you know? And if you really want to act like just a dude in the streets and you're going to talk to my mom and you're going to talk to your mom like you just some nigga in the streets, then okay, I'll give you the streets. But I really don't want to do that because I don't want that for you. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nice. It's not nice at all. You know, the streets is the reason that I joined the military. It was join
right.
or die within the next 2 years because all of my homies were falling off. If they weren't getting killed, they were being incarcerated. You know, and I'll admit, I was well on my way. Even though I wasn't doing any dirt in high school, I was well on my way simply because of the fact that I was knowledgeable of what was going on in the streets, and I knew that money was fast, and the Lord came in and intervened and was like, no, 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 no. And that happened. But, yeah, these kids, oh, my gosh. It gets wicked.
It's like this. They just don't know. The Lord brought you here. He can take you without no warning. You ain't acting right down here on earth. You coming home with me.
Exactly.
And there ain't no coming back from that.
Exactly, exactly. My first lesson was when I was 14. I lost one of my street brothers. I only have one biological brother, so I adopted a lot of brothers in my neighborhood. And he didn't even reach legal voting age, and his life was taken. He wasn't necessarily out in the street. He was a ladies' man, which is kind of common in our neighborhood. All of us are pretty fly when it comes to talking to the girls. I learned from the best. But, you know, he lost his life, and that was my very first lesson. Like, we got a short time, and if you're not living right, I'm not saying he wasn't living right completely, but he was just wild and careless, a carefree spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not conscious about the things that you're doing, then you'll end up in some type of trouble. Eventually, karma is going to get back to you.
Yep. It's going to be hard, and it's going to bite you in your butt.
And you even learn that in science.
Nope.
You know, science tells you. Every action has an equal but opposite reaction. So if
mm-hmm.
you're out there doing bad, you're increasing the bad that's going on. And out of the three bad things you do, maybe one thing good will pop up, but it ain't going to last long.
Nope.
Not
that's
at all.
True.
That's
I'm not being too talkative, am I?
Oh, no, no, no. This was so, oh, come on now. What? Excuse me. Hello. So you see what I'm saying, Teddy? She need to get her to bill early. What you think?
Huh?
What you think? She need to bill early, right?
Yeah.
She just don't know. We some talking to people on it. That's what a talk show is about, talking.
Yes, we talk. We get the issues out, and whether people want to hear it or not, it's going to get talked about.
We don't care if we talk about the same issue every night. You get what I'm saying? If it's a lesson to be taught and we can help at least one person on that line tonight, and it could be because sometimes people call and we could just be talking about like last night, we talked about STD. And say somebody have a question about it tonight. Well, you know what? We're not going to stop them from talking about it. Talk about it.
Mm-mm.
That's what we're here for. We're here to help you. We're here to motivate you. We're here to say some crazy stuff, entertain you.
Mm-hmm.
Young Ra is here to excite some of the ladies. Oh, quick question. Young Ra, let me ask another question. Speaking of young ladies, I think some of the women on the line want to know, are you seeing any more special?
<That's so corny.
laughs> I am currently not at liberty to discuss my personal involvement.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. It's right now. I am very focused on establishing my businesses, establishing my career before I graduate, and establishing myself. So, unless there is a woman there that is willing to stand by me and be there for me during this process, because we all know it takes time. Every entrepreneur mm-hmm. has gone bankrupt at least 3 times before they made it big.
Right.
So, my main focus and my first love is always and forever going to be music. You know, and that's been my love since day one, before I even came out the womb, because my dad used to serenade my mom with Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh.
Yep. Thanks to that man, I'm here today. I had to put that out there. Thank you, Teddy Pendergrass, because I'm here. And if it wasn't for you and daisies, I would not be in existence. But I'm preoccupied with.
I know that's right. That's all you gotta say, baby. Don't look. That's all you gotta say.
That's respect.
Look, we get it over here. We get it.
You with somebody, you with your music, and that's right now. That's good enough for everybody. You focused. And then whatever lady that's going to come into your life is going to appreciate that even more. Because you got goals and you focus.
Her, not her music. She need to appreciate her.
You ain't let me finish, yeah. Young man.
We argue like that.
You better get it together.
Look, she better appreciate Rod.
You're going to appreciate her as a person.
Because of daddy and me now. Look.
Oh, shit.
Better appreciate you for who you are. And that's what you can do for them.
I wasn't saying all that. You ain't even let me finish what I was saying, but it's okay.
Look, boy.
What, man?
Yeah.
What, old man?
Nah.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to go in the corner now.
I'm crying a little bit now. What we going to do right now? Ladies, if you would like to speak to Young Rod right now, please definitely, please press the 1. Even if it's just to say, hey, how you doing? What's up, Rod? What's good? Merry Christmas. Go ahead and press the 1 so she can get to talk to you.
Happy Kwanzaa. I'm very friendly. Very friendly.
She's not
that
lady.
Yes, call in number. The number to call in is area code 646-716-6977. If you would like to speak to Young Rod. First, let's go to the phone line. We have area code 757-602. Talk to Rod.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It was just Tamara from last night. But Rod and KT and Teddy, well, Teddy and KT, I got a situation.
Speak.
It ain't nothing. I don't think it's bad or good or nothing. But, okay, I'm a femme. Okay, I date females, blah, 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 whatever. The girl that I talk to is like, I wouldn't say she's controlling. I wouldn't say she's a jealous female. But for you to get mad at me because when I don't call you, but it's okay for you not to call me, and then you expect me not to get mad.
Anybody want to help? Because I'm confused. It sounds like she's
somebody playing games with you, baby.
Yeah.
And that's just point blank period. There ain't no more to talk about. She playing mind games with you. And you as a woman, you can either continue to play those mind games with her or you can give her a taste of her money. I'm just saying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when I understand it because I was thinking the same thing. I'm the type of female, I'm not going to put up with too much tolerance. I'm not going to tolerate no bullshit. It's only a certain amount of time I'm going to put up with it.
Right.
So she just got out the hospital or whatever. Okay, and I understand you when you get out the hospital. You don't want to talk to nobody. I understand that. But for me to be your girlfriend and you don't call me, that's just that I'm not understanding that situation.
I'm not understanding that either.
So should I just break it off or see where it go from right now?
You got to, just my opinion, you got to make that decision for yourself. Me, the guest, or KC can't make that decision for you. If you feel as though you need to break it off, then break it off. If you see how she is now and you don't tolerate it, me personally, I wouldn't put up with it.
The best thing I could say is do what your heart tells you to, darling.
Mm-hmm.
It will not lead you astray. If there is a voice deep inside of you, like it just comes from, then you might want to listen to that voice because that's not just your conscience,
mm-hmm.
baby. That's God.
Yep. It's going to be a hard decision.
Breathe and pray on it. On it. If you can't do anything else, I am a fart. Actually, I'm a living testimony. Prayer works. My first tattoo is a reminder that prayer does work. You just have to believe in the prayer that you're sending.
I mean, I was a miracle baby. Y'all may not know, but I died at birth. But basically, when I died at birth, I came back around like 2 hours late. I was in the hospital in and out when I was little. Like, I had real bad asthma. So the asthma took over my body, and, like, I couldn't do nothing. But I'm just like, I wouldn't use my life as an excuse for nothing, because if it wasn't meant for me to be here, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
But people take advantage of me because I'm so nice and I do things for people. And because I do things for people out the kindness of my heart, because I would want somebody to do the same thing for me.
Yeah, they're taking their kindness for weakness.
Same thing, babe.
Let go and let God. God got you. And at the end of the day, God got you. He's going to direct you on the path you need to go. Put the right woman in your life, not no little girl. And you just got to believe and pray.
Yep.
That's all you can do.
I'm not that strong. I can't.
Yes, you are.
You strong, lean on God. He'll help you. He always there. He ain't never left. That's all you got to do.
God's been with you since day one, baby girl. You already told us you were a miracle girl. Yes, you are strong enough. You have the genetic capability to deal with what you're dealing with. But you got to trust and have faith in God. If nothing else, if you don't even have faith in yourself,
faith in him.
Exactly.
Yep. The only way you're going to make it, baby, is knowing yourself
mm-hmm.
worth, knowing what you're worth, and they said, pray.
Phone
home. Pray is the number one, and you got to let go of that problem, and you got to let God. You got to let him work.
Phone hug.
Oh. That was good.
That was sent all the way from Bama. That's a good country fire phone hug right there.
Yes, that was one of them deep down south hugs right there.
Yes,
one of y'all sweaty.
Say what? Oh, God, that ain't me. That took us
that
out.
That ain't me. I don't even have a shirt on. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
You don't get them hot bobs, Lord Jesus. Lord,
it is
talking about
hot down
Lord.
Here.
If we're hot up here today, you talking about God and you, I ain't got no shirt on. Now you going to get the women all hot and bothered. Lord, have mercy. We need prayer.
God.
We need prayer.
A moment,
y'all.
Oh, my God.
A moment.
Y'all. Right. I was just crying and then y'all got me laughing. Thank y'all. But
you ready?
Now you smiling. That's what it is. What we here for.
Make it happen.
You smelled the mom's food in at 757. You smelled them. Yeah.
Say what?
So you smacked them arms doing that hug, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, she crossed the water. She didn't do what it was. I'm in whack-ass Portsmouth, but that's besides the point.
Well,
we need to hook up sometime.
Like
I'm trying to tell Casey we're not going there and talking about how pussy smells. Now, not tonight.
Not
my mom
on
you.
No, we need to hook up.
Teddy,
we gonna have to hook up sometime. But my birthday party is, matter of fact, the 29th. My birthday bash is at the alley.
Brady then. Just find me on Facebook.
No, I don't know. I just know you by Teddy. I don't know your whole Facebook thing.
Twitter.
My Twitter name sucks.
I'm not a Twitter person.
But my Facebook name is Teddy Hash, the King of VA.
Alrighty. But thank y'all. I'm gonna stay online, I guess.
Hey, remember to pray.
Yeah.
Even if it's a short 15 seconds. If it's like, God, you got this, that's a prayer. Thoughts on
it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right,
ma'am. Thank y'all.
No problem.
You're welcome. All right. All right. Let's go to area code 860-990. Talk.
Hello.
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 Good evening, everyone.
Hi.
Good evening. Hey, how y'all doing?
All right.
I just wanted to say congratulations to the artist.
And
keep doing what you're doing. I sat here and I listened to your show from the beginning. My name is Susan. How you doing?
Fine. Hi, Susan.
I'm a supporter and fan of She-Zone, and I guess I'm a supporter and fan of you also. I just wanted to say you're a very positive young woman, and I think that that's what we need in our community more is more positivity. We need to encourage the young people. I am I'm an older stud, so I came out 34 years ago. So I say that to encourage other people. I've been active in the Connecticut area for getting equality rights for us in our community, and I just want to say I encourage you, and your mission sounds wonderful. It sounds great. And to the young lady that was just talking, I agree with Casey, Teddy, and the artist. I don't know your name because I have a hard time hearing, so I didn't hear your name. I just listened to what you were saying. But, you know, to the young lady that was just on the line, it sounds to me as though the person that you're involved with only wants to be involved with you when she wants to be involved with you.
Amen.
And don't settle for less is what I'm telling you, young lady. I don't know your name either. I'm not good with names. I'm not good with hearing. But don't settle for less. Never settle for less in your lifetime. I'll just give you a real brief history. I was married for 10 years with the same person for 12 years. She ended up leaving me 2 years ago and got married to a man that she met on a chat line. And I thought my life was over. I was homeless and have been homeless on and off since the breakup because I'm too busy paying for what she left, the records that she left from our marriage. But I will encourage you because there was a time where all I did was cry and I just wanted to kill myself because there's this person that I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with and devoted all of my time and energy, and she ended up leaving me. But she didn't leave me. God took her out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he put a bunch of other things in my past that have showed me that it was the right thing that he did. It wasn't what I wanted. It was what he saw I needed. And, you know, I'm a prayerful person. I stay prayed up. I really do. I'm a very faithful woman. You know, God is the answer. I'm not a Bible thumper or anything, but God is the answer to all of our questions, to all of our needs, and to all of our situations that we go through in life. All we have to do is to come to him, get on our knees, humble ourselves, and ask him to take over and replace what the void that we have. I have a void. You know, that's 12 years of my life that I spent with this woman, and, you know, I've been single ever since. I had one brief relationship of 6 weeks, and it wasn't even a relationship. It was more like a fling. That's what I call it, a fling. And, you know, I encourage you, young lady, because I know what it's like to feel like, you know, like I'm not wanted, like I'm not worthy, like I'm not good enough. But what I found was that I am worthy and that I am good enough. And now I'm ready to start dating because I took that time. I took time for myself. And that's what I encourage people to do is if you're leaving one situation, don't jump right into another one. Take that time and get to know yourself and get to know yourself to a point where the next time you do get involved, you're going to be a better person and you're going to know the things that are going to be acceptable in your life and that are not going to be acceptable. And that's what I have.
Amen. That was beautiful. And
you know, thank
you.
You're welcome. I'm speaking from an older generation. You know, I'm from the older generation of our community. And you know, I just see so much going on, and I've spoken on this before, and I'm not going to get on my tyrant. Believe me, I'm not going to get on my soapbox. All I'm going to say is that we really need to step up in our community and be powers of example. We have three powers of example on this line right now that are living to better themselves and to better the community, and that's what we need more of. You know, our young people really need to step up their game and realize that this is not a game. It's a lifestyle. You know, we are a culture inside of a culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so many times, you know, because we already have stigmas placed on us and we already have prejudices placed upon us from the heterosexual society, that you know, we really need to be powers of example and live as examples and say, you know, not all of us run around and jump from this person to that person. The whole jump off thing from last night, I listened to the entire show. You know, we're not jump offs. Not all of us are jump offs. We do have decent women in our community that want a fulfilling relationship, a lifelong partner that we're going to spoil and love and nourish and encourage and nurture, you know, and it's not an I thing. There is no I in we, you know. Once you get involved with someone, we are a unit, you know. Yeah, let me get off the soapbox because, yeah, I'm a talker and, like, I can go on forever.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I mean, you know, and this whole topic, I can't wait for the topic that's coming up in the show. You know, I look out for every topic every day. And as far as love and lust, I'm just going to say this. When you lust over a woman, you're taking away her identity and you're taking away her anonymity as a person.
Mm-hmm.
When we lust over anything, lust is anything that we look at for more than 7 seconds and want. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the latter part of the show. But Teddy, thank you. I encourage you. I love the show. I listen to it almost every night when I can stay awake because I'm an old lady and I need to get my rest. Right.
You're only as old as you feel, girl.
Right. Casey, I can't wait to meet y'all. I cannot wait to come to Sheep Ride and meet everyone because, I mean, I've been a fan for a year now. For as long as I've been on Facebook, I've been a fan of She's Own.
Hey,
and I'm
like,
and that's the truth, you know. I mean, it's the truth. I used to, you know, play all the little games, and you know, I used to involve myself in all of that. And to be quite honest with you, She's Own is the only group that I am involved with faithfully. I sit back and I watch and I pay attention.
Yeah.
And I encourage and like I pray for you. I pray for your success and I pray for your willingness to continue, even though, you know, you've had some monkey wrenches thrown your way. I'm just telling you, just keep doing what you're doing.
Yes.
Keep doing it. You know, just persevere. Just keep going. You know, never give up. Just because one roadblock comes in your way, jump that hurdle and go on to the next one.
I definitely thank you for that, because
you're welcome.
You must have been saying a couple of days.
Listen, everything that you go through, I may not comment. I may just sit back, but see, I have a great memory. And that's what I have a memory. I have the memory of an elephant. I remember everything. And I've seen the hurdles that you've had to jump and the red tape that you've tried to go through. And I've seen where haters have tried to knock you down and people have tried to discourage you. And the one thing that I always see you come back with is God is good all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Not sometimes, not when we want him, not when we think we need him, but he's good all the time.
Every situation.
You know, and God could just stand for good orderly direction.
Yes.
You know
Amen.
What I'm saying?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. We have a church tonight, y'all.
Whatever you choose to believe in. You know, just believe in something that's greater and more powerful than any drug, any woman, any pair of shoes, any piece of jewelry, any car that you drive. See, because God, he blesses us to be able to make these things and to produce these things. You know what I'm saying? I have a voice. Yeah. I sing. I am a singer. I've been a singer since I was a little girl. And I have made demos, and I have done all of that, those things. However, I'm at a point in my life now where I just want to relax. I just want to sit back and enjoy my life. I have lived a full life. If I die today, I know that I have lived. I haven't survived. I've lived. And I've lived a good life. I am a person that's in recovery. I am a suicide survivor. I am an incest survivor. And guess what? I'm still alive. But for the grace of God, I'm still here. And people have tried to knock me down for my past expressions. Guess what? They can't do it. They can't do it, because when I look in the mirror today, I'm all right with who I see. I don't need any validation from no woman. No woman needs to tell me how I look. No woman needs to tell me that I'm a good person. God's already told me that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So just keep it. All three of you, just keep doing what you're doing. Anyone that's on the line that's struggling, my name is Susan. My name is Susan Sadia Carrillo on Facebook. Look me up. I will encourage you. I will listen to you. I will message you. I will text you. I will do whatever I have to do, because today I went back to school. I'm a counselor. I'm a case manager for people with psychiatric disabilities and addiction. And I'm a sex counselor, so I do sexual assault crisis intervention, you know. So I mean, I encourage anyone that's going through anything, if you ever need to talk to me, I'm here. That goes for anybody. I'm an older person. I have a lot of wisdom, a lot of experience, and all I will share is my experience. I'm not going to share the next person's experience. I'm going to give you what I have, because I can't tell you what happened in your life. I can only share my life struggles and how I got through them. So I encourage everyone that's on the line. I encourage you as an artist. I encourage you, KC, as an entrepreneur. Teddy, I encourage you as an entrepreneur. Keep doing what you're doing. God bless you all. And I'm going to say goodnight. I'm just going to sit back and listen to the show now. I'm off the soapbox.
I appreciate your spirit.
So amen.
Wow, I really do. Your spirit is so beautiful.
Yes, it is. I needed to hear some of that. I needed to hear some of that. I really did.
Yes.
My cup runs over today, Lord. Yes.
I know exactly where, you know, what she's talking about, because the other day somebody came at me kind of crazy. Just trying to help them, you know, get them an interview, and they just went somewhere else like, you the worst person on earth, and blah, blah, blah. You didn't ask me. I hit you up 5 minutes ago. I was like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, you came to She's On for, you know, for help. And like I told her at the time, you know, my wife, that's the day, Teddy, my wife had to go to the hospital.
She your wife called first. I told you, go handle her. She called first.
Is she okay?
And She's okay. The girl was like, well, you could have told me that, first of all, when you sent the message, I was in the hospital when you sent the message, and everybody knows in the hospital there's no signal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, it was just a lie. And, you know, Susan, I really do thank you for lifting me up in that time because at one time I thought it was me. I was like, oh, my God, what did I do? You know, because I'm normally the prompt person, so I'm not really used to hitting you back 5 or 6 hours late, you know, but that one time, you know. So I thank you, Susan. That really did lift me up a whole lot. Made me smile a little bit.
Yeah.
You're going to go down to area code 347-235. Talk to...
Hello?
Hello.
How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
I'm kind of shy because I'm surprised I got on. So I'm like stoked.
Don't be shy.
Just a little.
Don't be shy. We're not going to bite. Don't be shy.
I spoke to Casey one time through Twitter. My name is Brownie.
Hey.
And,
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm
shy.
You can't be shy.
Girl, don't be scared.
Don't be scared. Take a deep breath now, Brownie. I don't hear you. Take a deep breath.
Don't, girl.
Okay. I'm trying to read in my face. Oh, Lord. Okay. I was going through a little situation where... I'm happy and content in the relationship that I was in. But I had strong feelings for someone else that don't know. And I was trying to, you know, block that, put it to the side. But on a daily basis, it's like it's slapping me in the back of the head. Even as much as I want to tell a person, it's hard to contact them. I can't say it's an infatuation or I'm in love with what they do. But it's more of how they feeling. I see what they're talking about and I could communicate. And I know and understand what they've been through because I've been through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm stuck to where it's like I'm backing up from the situation I'm in, and it seems like it's like I'm trying to throw things at her to not want her to be around me. I want her to be, but then again, when she's around me, I'm like, oh, I can't, like, don't touch me, don't say nothing to me. Everything she say, I catch an attitude with it.
Mm-hmm. I know that feeling.
Yeah, that's
I know exactly where you are right now. Me personally, it's Casey talking.
Okay.
When you are in situations like that, you always go for your heart. And then once your heart talks to you, you go for your mind. And you have to sit back and say, hey, is my mind agreeing with my heart? Because those two things need to work together in a relationship. Your mind and your heart need to work together. Because if you're not happy with this person, this sounds like you're point blank period, you're not happy with this girl that you're dealing with. And your mind is somewhere else. And in a relationship, your mind need to be in that with that person 100% for that relationship to work. And if your mind is wandering somewhere else, then the person that's just sitting there, like, seriously, is that kind of fair to her? And is it fair to you, too? It's not fair to neither one of y'all, right?
Mm-hmm. I understand. It's like when I wanted her full attention, and I was telling her how I felt about her. It was like she brushed me off.
Right.
But I still waited. But I always had feelings for this person. And when I finally got to meet them, I'm not going to keep no secrets. I'm not going to lie. Yes, everyone know who Priscilla is. And I met her. And it was just something about her when she touched my hand. I felt warm. I felt comfortable because I'm a shy person. I felt warm. I felt overwhelmed. I'm like, okay, did I meet her in my past life before? And it was just, okay, she's a celebrity. You know what? Let me get my mind together, Brownie. Get it together. Get it together.
Yes, girl.
Things to do.
Get it together, honey. You better. Right now.
And I'm doing it, and I'm doing my everyday thing. I'm going to work.
Wow.
I'm taking care of my kids. Now, all of a sudden, this girl wants to be a part of my life.
What?
She's a part of my life, but she dwells on my past. So now
what?
I had to talk to you too much about my past. So now I'm pushing away, but I'm listening to questions and answers that Priscilla is saying. I'm not looking at her videos and her performing. She's a good performer. But I'm looking at her and her life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I've been there. I've done that. I felt that. Why is that? Someone that's genuine, that's doing something in their life, in the gay community. Because me, even though I'm shy, I like to do things in the gay community. If I can help in any type of way, let me know. That's just me. But the more I'm listening to what she's saying, and I'm like, wow, I've been there. I'm daydreaming. I'm dreaming. I'm talking to my sisters, everybody, about this woman. And I only met her once. And I cried. I listened to the show when she was on. I called. I didn't get through, and I was listening to what she said. I cried, and I was like, I hope they don't say my number, and I'm up here boo-hooing, because then I'm going to have to hang up, because I'd be so embarrassed. I'm stuck. I don't know where to go. I'm going over my daily life. I love me first before anything.
Boy.
But I'm trying to figure out what to do. I want to let this girl go because I don't want to hurt her, or I don't want her to think that I'm playing with her heart.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not working because everything she's saying to me now, I'm being very offensive and very snappy at her.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing. That's not good.
Yeah,
that's not. Because when you get to the point where, you know, you're angry, you're on the back of your head, I want to punch her in the face. You know how you get. You can't stand a girl. You're like, I wish she'd get away from me. Like, if she don't get away from me, I'm going,
Yeah.
Is it like that?
Yeah.
Is it like that?
Yeah,
it's like that. I don't want her to touch me. She touched me. And I'm like, but then I try to force myself to have fun with her, do something silly to make her laugh.
You don't,
Once you stop being stressed out, and I feel like you should let that go. And maybe kind of pursue the woman of your dreams. I think we all have a fairy tale. We all have dreams. And, you know, like grandmother said when I was little, when you make dreams and you push hard, you're going to get those dreams to come true. So let's make them dreams come true. And you go ahead and let that baggage go because that baggage is, seems like it's stressing you out. And we don't want you on snap, okay?
No.
I don't want to snap neither. But, you know,
right.
I asked a few people, and one girl just, like, started barking on me. Oh, that's just your dreams. It would never happen. And, wait, hold up. One, I'm grown. Number two, that's like you saying for me to give up on all my dreams, the way you're coming at me. My thing is, I see something. I know what I want. I'm not dwelling on it because if I dwell on it, I wouldn't get by in life. My bills be bad, that my kids won't be taken care of. And my kids and my bills is my number one priority.
Right.
but I don't want no one to feel that I'm breaking their heart or hurting them because of my feelings and how I feel towards someone. So I'm trying to figure out, do I stay so I won't hurt her, or do I let her go and she hates me? I always kept it real and honest with her. Anything she want to know, I let her know. I'd rather be honest and hurt your feelings where you can respect me than lie and you find out the truth and you can't stand me.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
In this equation, who's more important, you or them, when it comes down to you? Who's more important?
I'm more important.
All right, then you answer your question. That's your question right there. It's always, when it comes down to self, okay, when you're in a relationship, we all know that we give a lot of ourselves to our partner. But one thing that you're not supposed to do is give all of yourself to your partner, because when you give all of yourself to your partner, then you don't have anything for you. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
so
what?
In this situation, you're going through all this stuff to make yourself feel great. Oh, I got to sit here and play tag with her and go play bingo. Like, she's getting on my damn nerves. I can't stand this girl. If only I can get next to her. You know what I'm saying? And I bet you that sometimes you feel like that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's cool.
Look what you smell.
You better say it.
Ooh.
What
you
smell
over there? Look.
You hit.
I'm going to tell you like this, like T.D.J. said, let go and let God. Do not let this woman stress you out anymore. If she wasn't trying to give you the time when you asked her for it, and she's not worthy of getting the time now.
No, she's not.
You know what?
You're absolutely right. You hit a spot when you said exactly what means more, which is me.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And then
I looked at it
at any of my relationships. My kids came first, but my mate, I gave my all to my kids and my mate. When they say, oh, babe, you want to do something? Come on, yeah, let's do it. It was not, oh, babe, you want to do this? This is what I want to do. Let me do this for you. Or, you know, it was nothing that I wanted to do.
Right.
It was always what they wanted to do because I wanted to make them happy and them content. I never looked at it. All right, you give them some of your time, but also take time out for yourself. I bust my ass at work. I cook, I clean, clothes is washed. If you need an ear to listen, I care. I don't care if it's 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't care. Knowing I have to go to work, I'm there. You have my attention.
What?
I never took out time for myself.
Happy.
It was always on the go. So now that you said that and I think about it, that was a lot. That was a relief for me. Because someone said something that I need to hear, and I wasn't looking at it in that way.
You always gotta put yourself, when it comes down to your happiness, your well-being, your worth, you always gotta put yourself first, because you don't want to go 20, 30 years being with somebody that you absolutely have no interest in. There's not, to me, it sounds like there's not even any lust in this right now. It's like, I'm sick of her. Like, who is she? Like, get out of my face. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what it sounds like.
That's what it is. She's in another state, and I got to the point where she's like, you gonna come lay in the bed with me? No, I'm not tired. And I will fall asleep on the couch. I know I'm tired, but I don't want to lay next to her. I don't want to be rude, disrespectful, and I said, I can't do it. I went and bought her a ticket and sent her ass home the next day.
Damn.
Because
yeah,
I couldn't
let her
do it.
You need to
be very. I was being not spiteful, but I was trying to show her and trying to talk to her and let her know how I felt. and she always bringing up her, and well, how past did to her, well, how ex did to her, and I'm like, okay, she's not listening to what I'm saying, and I'm trying to share my feelings and let her know I'm not trying to hurt her. So if I put a little aggressiveness in it, maybe she'll get the hint. It's still to this day. She don't get the hint. I don't pick up. I don't text. I'm busy. She crying. Oh, why are you not doing this? Blowing my phone up to the point I'm ready to change my number.
That's what you might have to do. You need to let her go because she's stressing you out, and that's not good. Not good at all.
I'm trying. I'm a good woman. I will do anything. But my thing is I don't want no one to turn me into a bitch that I can be.
Now, we don't want that.
You better say it, girl. You better say it, honey.
Uh-oh. I'm trying to stay sane, and I give it to God. And God is telling me. Because God is telling me everything is going to be okay.
It is.
And I know he might not be there when I need him, but he's always on time.
Amen.
He always there. When you think he's not there, he is always there.
Mm. And sometimes sometimes the situation that you want to be, yes, he's saying no because you're just not ready for it. You're not ready for that thing to happen right there.
Amen.
So not all situations are yes situations. Some of your no situations are meant for your own good.
Yeah, that is true, and it's scary.
One thing I will say to you, Miss, I will say before I let you go, I definitely want to say that you definitely get that in some type of order. Know who you are. Know who you're, you know that. Focus on that dream, right? That dream you just told us about. You never know. It could happen today. It could happen tomorrow. And let your baggage go. You're too beautiful. I know you're beautiful. You're a woman. So all women are here. So let that baggage go. She's not worth it.
No.
That dream of yours might be waiting on you. You just never know. All right.
You never know.
Go with that dream, baby. And in the meantime,
you
be pretty. You be pretty, you let that baggage go, and we want to thank you for coming on She's On Radio.
And be the
thank
queen
y'all.
You are.
Thank y'all. Right. Thank y'all so much. And I will see y'all at She Pride and get my little two-step on and everything.
I know.
Come on. Come shake our hands. Come meet us. Come on.
It was definitely talking to you, honey. Do not go anywhere because we will be back to you. We will be back to you.
Well, I'm not going nowhere. I'm listening to the rest of the show.
All right.
Well, y'all know me.
We still ain't hit this topic yet. It's been a little bit over an hour. All right.
We'll be back to you, man, okay?
All right.
All right. All
right.
Okay.
Young Rob, before I let you go, I just want to... play your music for a minute. Let the women hear what you're working with. You know?
I hope you ladies enjoy.
Let's go.
Here she go, lady. Here she go. Huh?
Yeah. La, 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 la. Yeah. It's too cheap, babe. My heart to stone at my feet. For you is
without you in my life like.
All right, ladies, y'all heard it. Official Young Rod. Young Rod, before we let you go, definitely I would like for you to tell everybody, yeah, social networks, how to get a contact you.
Yo, you can catch me. I'm on Facebook, live and living color, Young Rod. That's one word, G Gucci. That's another word, first name, last name. And you can catch me at Young Rod DG and on Twitter. That's YUNGRODVGG. Just like that.
All right. And if the ladies want to bring you to their city, to their next event, how can they get in contact with you, your booking information?
All of my booking information is on my Facebook fan page. My cell phone number, email address. You want to book me, hit my fan page. All the information is right there. Same name, Young Rod G. Gucci.
All right, Young Rod, we definitely want to thank you for coming on She's On Radio.
I really appreciate it, man. I really appreciate it. You know, I've been trying to get with you since I was over the waters.
So definitely, we definitely want to get you back on here. You know, maybe 6 months so we can get a recap on you, see how you're doing. And definitely, I want you to have a good night.
I'm getting back to these midterms. I got half of them through, man. You know, I told you I was testing at the beginning of the day. I got half of my midterms through, and that's what I'm about to go finish the rest of it. So y'all be blessed, and y'all have a blessed night. And I hope everybody that's listening enjoyed that 16. And I really, really pray that you hear more of it, because those words came from every ounce of my soul. Those were not my words. They were just simply given to me to y'all.
All right,
y'all
heard that. All right, baby, girl, you take it easy, okay? All right,
y'all be safe.
You too,
man.
You too.
All right.
So, ladies, let's get into the topic. The hat, the hat, the hat, stop. Did I go, girl, say something first?
Say what?
Oh, girl. Did I go, girl, say something on the line? I went a little freaky on a little bit then.
I think you did.
So, ladies, well, tonight's topic will be reflecting on two words that people very, very, very often get misconstrued. They get it. They just, just like the caller we just had, just makes you sometimes want to punch people in the face, girl. Love. Love versus lust. Two words. Yes, two words. Tell us a little bit about how you feel about the definition of love, the definition of lust, and how do they mix together, or are they different, or what?
I'm going to say love is a strong, powerful word. I mean, when somebody says I love you, they have to mean it, or they need to mean it. Cause some people take that word and use it to get whatever they want, and that's when the lust thing come in. Lust is like the previous caller had said, that's just something you want. If you look at it for more than 7 seconds, that's what you want, you get it, you done with it. Lust can get you in a whole lot of trouble, like love can. You love somebody deep, and you give them your all, and then it don't work out, you don't know what to do with yourself. You'll be in a state of confusion, like, damn, did I do this? Did I do that? Did I mess up? What did I do? So when people say the word love, mean it, because if you don't mean it, it'll cut somebody the wrong way, unless that'll get you in trouble. That's all I can say. That's one thing that'll get you in trouble every day, all day.
So have you ever been in a situation, Teddy, where you, you know, took love and lust and thought they were the other or one of the other?
Let me rephrase that.
That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, that did. Let's rephrase the question, bro. Come on.
Have you ever been in a relationship or a situation where you was with a woman and you mistaken love with lust with her?
I mean, when I was younger, I ain't gonna lie. When I was younger, I had my moments. I'm like, dang, I just want that and this, that, the third, and I got it. And then after I got it, I realized, I'm like, that's not me. That's not Teddy. You know what I'm saying? I don't get down like that. In another situation, I have been in love. I loved hard because I got a kind heart. And, you know, once the love was gone, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I was confused. You know, bruh, I was confused. I'm like, damn, what did I do? I'm like, I really put my heart into it and did everything and was there and then ended up with nothing. But then I realized, I'm like, I'm better than that. And the lust thing, no, I'm not going to lust over something. Because like I say, lust going to get you in trouble. Lust going to get a female come knocking at your door. Talking some shit like you want to, like you said, you want to slap her. Or you just want to go, y'all trick this toker. Have you ever been in that situation before? Ever loved somebody or lusted after somebody, bro?
Man, every relationship I have been in, except for the one I am in now. Real talk. I've mistaken the word lust because we always get into relationships and we really like these women so much and we put all our effort and time into them.
Mm-hmm.
But we fail to realize that we like them, but we aren't connected mentally to them.
Right.
You know, it's either sex or they look good as hell or they can cook or, damn, she got a fat rack. You know, but it's never like,
yeah.
Oh my God, she's like definitely fucking me mentally. She's giving me the mindset. It's, you know, you really never get that meeting people in this era. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And a lot of us deal with lust. Like, you know, you get on Facebook. Yesterday they was married. Today, I can't stand her. I wish she'd go shit on the wall. You know what I'm saying? Well, we already know that relationship is lust. Most Facebook relationships that are aired on Facebook the day of are lust. It's lust. It's straight up. It's lust because you will never talk down about a person that you actually love. You will never hurt somebody that you actually love. You will never physically put your hands or mentally abuse anybody that you love.
Right.
You would never even exploit them if you loved them. You would never, you know what I'm saying? It's just you would never, pretty much you would never, 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 never to somebody that you love. Because when you love, it's deep. It's inside. It's over you. It's like it grabs you and takes you to another place with this woman, even if you're in the same spot. It's like you on cloud nine, you on the Himalaya somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And love, lust is just
there.
I guess we could put infatuation. Let's say infatuation.
It's there for the moment. For the moment.
Just like Susan said, lust is just, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
It's just there for the moment, and once it's gone, the moment's gone. But that love, if you find that right woman, that you can get that mind love from, that you can make love with the mind. You ain't even got to be in the same room. She can be at work and you can be at the house. But when you think about her, you feel all warm and tingly inside. Now, that right there, that's love. When she go
that
out.
Could be
lust.
That could be lust, too. That could be lust,
that
too.
Could be lust, but you got to.
Yeah, man. I can get tingled over booty calls. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, look. Yeah, you could. But
that
see what I mean?
Wait.
But what I mean is, if you with that person, and you got that mind love, and like you get all warm, like yeah, you lusting after the one that you love, but I don't know how to explain it or get it right, so I'm not sounding stupid.
You never sound stupid, Teddy. Anything
I'm just
you say, I'm gonna understand it because I know that you're retarded.
Yes.
But you love me, though. But you love me.
I do.
Anyway.
I do love you.
Anyway.
And you know.
I know.
Straight up.
I know. But it's like, it's like you say, if you got that mind, that if you can make love to some to your partner's mind, that's real, true, honest, pure love. But if
right.
you got a lust after that person, I mean, every day that and y'all, you know, in the relationship, you lusting after that person, then that's not love. That's you just trying to say, let's get it in, and I'm done with you. And that's not cool. That's not a good look. I mean, really, it's not.
Lusting is being with somebody for what you can get from them.
Yeah,
being
what you
in
can
love with somebody is being with somebody because you actually mentally, emotionally, financially, physically, spiritually care about this person. And you will go over bet for this person. And nobody better not touch this person. And you go crazy over this person because love makes you crazy. Love doesn't make you crazy. Man, I'm telling you, every girl that I was with before this girl, we broke up and I was okay the next day. Like, fuck it, let's go see somebody else. I'm ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But,
I mean,
you know, and then we young, too. So when you're young, you do a lot of lusting, too, because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't got that heartbreak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's
but
like
when
it's,
you, when somebody breaks your heart, baby, when they break your heart, you know, best to believe me, that's love. That is love because
ain't
no lust. Ain't nobody that you lust away can break your heart. That's real tough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. It can't break your heart. You might be a little, she did this to me, she did that. And then here you go, that B. But somebody you love, I cannot believe that she really did this to me. And you go on your corner, you don't want to eat. You smell like booty all day long.
You like you ain't
months.
Sleeping, brushing
your
teeth. Your teeth, like, your teeth smell like my nephew's diaper.
Your lace front to the back.
It's
goddamn pot to the tracks all the way outside.
You
got one breast hanging out the bra.
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
Your drawers got black marks in it. Smudgy
jeans. Your boxes got holes in them. Good,
man.
But see, I've been there before. I mean, I honestly can say I was in love with the last person I was with. And when, you know, when she broke up with me or whatever the case may be, I was hurt. I mean, I was sitting there. I took showers, Donnie. I ain't gonna sit around thinking. I took showers, but I'm like, I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I was wondering what I did, but I'm like, no, that come on now. Like you told me, she was in my life for a reason and for a season. And then whoever
you loved her, and she lusted over you. And
she lusted over me. And she lusted over me. And I learned a whole lot from that experience. And I know the next woman that God puts in my life is going to be there for me. My mind, body, spiritual-wise, everything going to accept me for me, not going to accept what I don't have. She's going to be there to build me up, not bring me down. She's going to motivate me. You can do it. Keep doing it, Teddy. If not, I'm going to put my foot in your ass. Stuff like that. That's love. She's not going to put me down or vice versa. I'm not going to put nobody down. But I can honestly say I've been there, done that, and I ain't going to never say it ain't going to happen again, but you learn from your love experiences and you learn from your lust experiences. It's just a life lesson God teaching you every time you with somebody until he put that right one, you're learning a lesson. They teaching you every time.
Right.
And if you don't listen to what God got to say, then you need to get slapped with a Bible.
No, that's right. Well, I definitely want to read this to everybody because I feel like it's a lot of people that's going through relationships thinking they love someone when it's love is nowhere in the equation. I want to read something. Something I found online is pretty much how to know the difference between love, infatuation, and lust. Oof, are y'all ready for this? All right,
I'm ready. I'm bracing myself. Come on, bro.
Y'all ladies, go get a pen and paper. If you don't got a pen and paper, y'all tune in tomorrow so you can get it right.
Number one, write down everything that you associate with the person you're feeling strongly about. Meaning, example words on your brainstorm list include love, butterflies, holding hands, annoying, storing, gorgeous, whatever. Okay. Circle each attribute with a different color, such as red for lust, yellow for infatuation, and green for love. For example, if you put down out of reach, you'll circle it with yellow. If you put sexy or making out, you'll circle it with the red. And if you put my future or love, then you'll circle it with green. Next, see which of the three feelings dominate the page. If one doesn't stand out, as if distribution seems pretty equal, move on to the following steps or to more insight. Next, they want you to read literature on the topic. Questions about love are timeless questions that have shown mankind throughout the ages and a major theme in many scriptures, tales of mythology, and literature. Next, ask your friends, or if you find it easier, ask a complete utter stranger so that you can get an honest opinion and an outsized point of view about what you're going through. Pretty much tell the person how you feel and ask them if it sounds primarily like love, infatuation, or lust. Next, watch a movie that relates to your situation, like Cruel Intentions, which is about lust and wanting what you can't have, Down to You, which is about love and leaving it all down to the other person. You can watch How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, which is about none of them really. It's about making a mistake and putting it right. The Notebook, which tells a tale of lifelong love and commitment. The Phantom of the Opera, Mumia Must Die, both which is about lust, infatuation, and eventually pure, true, self-sacrificing love. And Deathly Titanic, which is about holding on to someone forever until you die. That is love, bittersweet love. Also, perhaps The Fly, which is about a woman who falls in love with a man who turns into a fly and then goes insane and yet remains deeply emotionally attached to the agonizing life change. Now, that's deep. Your boo turns into a fly and you still in love with him. Now, that's deep.
That's deep. That's real love. You don't go get the can of Raiding. That's love.
That's
fly for her, that's love.
Man, and definitely the last one, love is about the little things. Listen to me, ladies, okay? Love is about the little things. When you are really, truly in love, you don't feel... This is so true. And all my couples on the phone, you know what I'm about to say. You don't feel the need to dress up for them, which means you go to bed with holes in your pants, holes in your socks, boots sometimes,
yeah,
smelling sweat, and underarms got a little must to them, and, you know, you should not feel nervous when you really love someone. Love means you connect with them spiritually, intellectually, and emotionally. And love means differences, disagreements, and arguments. But not fighting. Listen to me, ladies. Balance, not the key. Because who wants to be with someone who is the same as they are? You feel refreshed when you are with them, but not necessarily weak when you are away from them. If you think about them all the time, always, it is probably less of infatuation, not love. The most important thing you should consider is, can I say I love you and truly mean it? And that's a list, ladies, that you can really, 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 really abide by. You know, I have another list that I have that I want to say at the end that I think will help a lot of people out that's going through relationships and they don't know if they really love this person or if this person is just there. But I will get to that at the end of the show. We only have a few minutes to talk, ladies, so I will go down the line and I ask that you please make it brief. Please make it brief. I do not want to cut anybody off. We definitely don't want that on She's On Radio. But please make
don't.
It brief,
okay? We're going to cry.
We don't want to cut y'all off. No, we don't want to cut nobody off, man. We're very short for time. Very, very, very short for time. So let's go down. Ted, I want you to go ahead and pick a number from 1 to 9. First two numbers. Pick a number.
From 1 to 9?
Yeah.
7.
Give me another one.
3.
All right. I'll pick a number with a number 3 in it. Okay, ladies, if you want to talk to us about anything dealing with love and lust, please hit us up. Press the number 1. Call in at 646-716-6977. We'll be talking to everyone for the next 20 minutes. Please call in. Do not be shy. All right, code 973. I think that's Jersey. 459. Talk to us.
Hey.
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 How you doing, Jersey?
Hi, Jersey.
Oh, right now.
I did not think you guys could hear me. I'm so sorry.
We can hear you proud and clear.
We can hear you all the way in Virginia.
I'm so sorry. Yes, I definitely have a lot to say. Definitely.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Oh.
But Jersey's in the house.
So how are you? We already know where you're calling
from. I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing great.
That's good. Well, you know, I've never called in before. I'm glad I called in today. There's definitely a difference between love and lust. Lust, to me, is more physical than anything. Love is definitely more mental. If you get me mentally, you got me physically.
Right.
And the other girl, besides this one that was talking, if you don't want to be with somebody, leave her. Like, that's crazy to me. How are you going to stay here being in a relationship and you're unhappy? Like, life is too short. You should always be happy. And, yeah, that's crazy to me. If you want to beat a bitch in the head, oh, I'm sorry. If you want to beat a broad in the head, you probably shouldn't be with her anymore.
Right, if you're thinking, like, you want to do something, yeah, it's time to go.
Yeah, it's time to go. You know what?
Time
I did
to
a 10-year relationship. I did an 8-year relationship. If you feel that way, you probably shouldn't be with her.
Right. That's charges
pending.
That's crazy.
Pending.
That's charges pending. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, and I'm not
that's
getting locked up
much.
For nobody. At the end of the day, my happiness comes first. I'm a mom, then I'm me. And my happiness comes first.
Right.
At the end of the day, life is just too short. Like, I don't have time for the drama. I'm not going to stay here and make you happy and I'm miserable. That's crazy to me. And there's definitely a thin line between love and lust. My running joke is, you know, what do lesbians bring on a first date? A moving truck? Because we're so quick to move into a relationship, that is not funny. Sometimes I like the courting process. Like, court me, you know,
yeah.
Get to know me, get to like me, get to love me. I like all of that.
I hear
ain't
that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. You know, as women, we wear our hearts on our sleeve, and that's fine and dandy, but everybody doesn't deserve that. So,
right.
You know, kind of slow down, take your time, get to know me. You know, I've been on so many dates where it's like, oh, a week later, I want to marry you, this, and the third. Are you crazy? You don't even know me.
Are
they didn't even know my last
serious?
Name.
Like, I don't want to marry you in a week. What the hell?
You know what? I don't want you to marry me in a week. Know my last name first.
Right,
that's
know my whole name. Matter of fact, know my whole name, birthday, and the city
exactly.
And state which I was born. No, that
exactly.
First.
I think as lesbians, we move too fast. Like, we wear our hearts on our sleeve, and it's crazy. Like, get to know me a little, you know. Like, I guess in my head, I think kind of like a dude. Like, slow down, get to know me. Let's go from there. But,
right.
Like I said, my running joke is, what did we bring on a first date? A moving truck. You know?
U-Haul.
Yeah, exactly. Get to know me. It's okay. It's okay to court.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at with it.
Well, I'm going to definitely say I love your energy. Your energy is just high, and I love that. Love
I know.
That.
Thank you.
I need some of that energy.
I know. I mean, she woke me up.
Right? I'm like, I was dozing off.
Like, yeah, man.
I got kids in the house getting on my nerves. Yes, I need some energy.
Oh, in the club, I got 13-year-old. That's my one and only.
I got a 13-year-old.
I'm just like, ladies, let's slow down. It's okay. We don't have to rush into a full-blown relationship. Like,
right.
That's why we don't last like that. We don't.
Take your time. That's what I'm trying to do. Take my time.
Yes. Get to know me.
Know
my life.
I know somebody I can take home to mama. I ain't trying to take a man 6 months either. I'm trying to take him home to mama.
Definitely.
For real. Like, I don't want to take him to mama tomorrow. No, that's just too early. You got some girls who be like, I want to meet your family. It'll be the second day. You know, like, what?
Yes.
And then
girl,
we go
on that
date.
I sat here and I had a girl
cut
me out because I wouldn't let her meet my daughter. And I'm like, I'm just getting to know you. Like, I don't bring women randomly in and out my daughter's life.
I've been there before. I know what you're going through. Oh, my God, because I got a 13-year-old little girl and I got a 4-and-a-half-year-old son. And some, like, I want to meet your kids. No, the hell you don't. My kids will tell you. It's like this. My daughter especially will tell you about herself. If she don't like you, she will tell you.
Uh-huh.
And I value my kids' opinion. If they say they don't like you, and I mean, that means I can't deal with you.
Exactly. Like, my daughter is my life. That's what I breathe for. If she don't like you, we can't deal. And on top of, you should respect me enough to know that I'm not sitting here bringing any and everybody out of her life. But a lot of women take that the hard way.
I'm like, y'all got this.
That's the fact that I'm not sitting here introducing any and everybody into her life.
Yeah, just know I got kids and they come first, and you eventually get to beat them. When I feel it's right, then I gradually bring them in. But if it ain't right, you ain't gonna see them. You might see a picture of them. You might know their name, but you ain't gonna meet them until I feel comfortable. And when I'm comfortable, then you can meet my kids and let them ask me 25 questions. Who you?
But you should feel some type of way if I am willing to sit here and be like, yeah, come meet her.
Yeah.
It's like, feel some type of way. But you should feel some type of way if I'm sitting here very protective of my home. You know, like I tell anybody, I'm a woman in the street. I'm a wife in the house. I'm a freak in the bed.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong
with that. I know that's
right. Feel some type of way if I'm sitting here introducing her to any and everybody. But, you know, like I said, my running joke is, lesbians, we bring a U-Haul on the first date, and I don't think I should be penalized because that's not how I feel. I think kind of like a guy, get to know me, know my last name, know my birthday, what's my favorite color? You know, a lot of people, a lot of women don't get that, and trust me, I'm 100% lesbian, but you lesbians give me a run for my money. You really do. I want to love y'all, all shapes and sizes, but ooh, y'all give me a run for my money.
I know that's right,
sweetheart. Yeah. Ducks.
I know that's
right. Thank you so much for listening.
You're so welcome. We're glad that we got some of your energy tonight. We definitely glad.
I know, right?
You
need to borrow some of that and send it to me. Send it to me.
Tweet it to us.
Oh, we can keep going. Let's go. Ducks. Hey, girl, I know. Lesbians, who? Us. Give us a run for our money.
I know. I just want to sit in the house and just like, I ain't going outside no more.
Yes. That
my
and all. Let's get married. Don't know my name.
Don't know
all
my birthday.
Exactly.
Don't know my favorite football team in the whole wide world. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know nothing about football.
Nobody care about them clamp baby. Stealers,
my favorite sport is boxing and ice skating, so. I don't know anything about that either.
Skating.
Watch
it.
Oh, you like skating?
I can't talk about ice skating because I like to play golf and I'm a beast at golf, so I really can't sit here and talk about ice skating.
All the people that like golf are those people that like the Steelers.
You know what?
I do play golf on Y. I'm a wee. But my daughter almost threw my back out, but that's a whole other story.
Your phone, I don't even, I played it a couple times on the week. I said, fuck this shit. I'm going to go play the real thing.
You went through your back out, didn't you?
Through my back out. I messed up my right shoulder.
Exactly.
A little bit. I said, fuck this shit.
But let's
keep
the topic.
Yeah.
The girl that called previously, but for the first girl, I was like, girl, if you hate somebody that much, you should probably not be talking to her. Damn, it's not that serious.
Right. I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. Not that serious.
Yes.
That was crazy to me.
Very much.
If I don't like you, I'm not going to deal with you.
I think we get into relationships and she had to like the person, you know,
mm-hmm.
keep them there for as long. But, you know, staying around people sometimes, like
mm-hmm.
me personally, I don't like to be around somebody 24/7. That's just me
mm-hmm.
personally. And it can really make you like, oh, look, she got to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't
mm-hmm.
take this. Like, you need your space. Even in a relationship, you need your space. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You need your me time.
Yeah, you need it. Well, I need my me time. Look, because I can get very irritable.
You get very evil.
You know, Teddy, I can get very irritable.
You get evil.
Yes, I get evil. And I don't even
get
home that time of the month, so...
So then here's my thing.
That just irritate me. I couldn't be with nobody that irritates me like that, but you know what I'm saying?
So if they irritate you, then they're not the one for you. You know what I'm saying?
They have to go. Like, the first time that they irritate me, I'm going to put them in that place. I'm going to put them in that place. Like, look, oh, you're not going to do this around me. I don't play this. You know what I'm saying? If they did it again,
mm-hmm.
they had to go. That's just me. I have a very, very low tolerance for bitch assness. That's just me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the one for you. Like, when you find the one, that's the one for you, and you could be around her 24/7. Like, you miss her. That's who you crave. Like, you want to be around her. Like, that's your second half of your heartbeat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, if that's not how you feel, then that's not the one for you. You know what I'm saying?
Time to go. Don't feel like that. Time to go.
Now, Casey, you got yours. Now, is that not the one for you? Like, when you're not around her, you miss her. That's your second half. That's your other heartbeat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
exactly. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, if you don't feel that way, then that's probably not the world for you. And I'm not going to stay here and put up with no BS. I'm not. That's just it. I'm not going to sit here and entertain you. I'm not going to sit here and act like you are the one, because life is too freaking short. You know what I'm saying? So, you know the one that's for you. And like I said, I guess that's why I think kind of like a dude, because I don't fall in love right away. Like, I want to make sure you're the one.
I know that's
right.
Right.
Steve Harvey wrote a book and he's a movie about it.
Or
like a lady, think like a man.
Exactly. You know why? Because I have eight brothers, so I've seen the way they treat girls. So
yeah, that's why you gotta be friends with people first. You gotta get
be my best friend first.
Yeah.
It's different if y'all been knowing each other for years or whatever. Y'all stop, you know, have a conversation and y'all link back up and y'all decide to do it. It's okay. You know,
mm-hmm.
but if you just met this person on Facebook last night, y'all want to go to the club and meet up with
drinks
tonight, and then y'all in a relationship tomorrow, y'all need counseling. Y'all need to get the hell up.
Amen and amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
You know, but, you know, for real, man, that's just like a computer. You feel what I'm saying? Like, one email, one inbox, you are in a relationship.
Yes.
One instant messenger, y'all married. You know what I'm saying? And one day, oh, Lord, y'all been married for years.
Amen.
Let
the church speak.
It's like you go on Facebook, you single today. You in a relationship tomorrow. You engaged 2 weeks from now, and about 2 months from now, y'all married.
How the hell did that happen? I don't know.
I guess
Romeo and Juliet can do it. I guess everybody else can do it, but I ain't doing it. It ain't for me.
I'm going to take my time.
Because if we getting it in, it's
something totally different from getting it in and being in love. Getting it in is just pretty much what the hell to say, getting it in. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And people get it. Look, it's nothing wrong with getting it in. You know what I'm saying?
No,
people like to get it
not
in.
All.
You know?
We don't want that the end of the day.
You get what I'm saying? No, mom, we're getting
it
in. You don't got to be in love. I mean, I'm sorry. We did talk about being easy yesterday. I'm sorry, ladies. But, you know, okay, put it like this. You can get it in with one person. We'll put
right.
it like that. I went back to 1920, y'all. Y'all know I'm a dusty now. Went back to 1920.
Oh, God. At least you ain't go back to 1919.
I mean, but for real, like, you know, I mean, people do have recreational sex, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where it's just, I guess they call them cutty buddies, and they just
mm-hmm.
have a sex with one person. They not have a sex with everybody, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, if you just have a sex with one person and that is safe, that is cool, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to knock it. Hey, do what it do. But, you don't got to marry this person tomorrow. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Please.
You don't got to marry this person tomorrow. You ain't got to
no.
say, hey. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we just met today, man. We going to be going to D.C. tomorrow.
The devil in the lack. You'll be in D.C. by yourself.
We going to D.C. tomorrow to make this official, baby.
No,
we
not.
I done told you.
Mm-mm. I told you. You be in D.C. going 95 by your damn self. I'm not doing it. I'm gonna get to know you.
When you get there. Tweet me, baby.
Hey, look, call me when you get there. Let me know you got there. All right.
I know that's right.
I'm gonna get
but
to
look,
know you.
But look, baby, we want to thank you for coming on. She's on radio. We're about to wrap it up.
Oh, thank you so much, and I appreciate you, ladies, for indulging me. Thank you.
No problem. We got your energy. That's right.
Look, and save the number in your phone and call back tomorrow because we want to talk some more with you, okay?
Definitely.
We need some more. We need some more of your energy.
You're always feel free to call me. Thank you.
All right. I got your number.
Well, I don't. You got to find me on Facebook. Look, you got to find me on
Facebook. No problem.
Look, inbox me, find me on Facebook. Look, the day we date, tomorrow we going to be engaged.
I know, right? No, tonight. Come on now.
We're
together tonight.
We're going to be engaged, you know, in the morning.
Yes. Together tonight. You're moving in tonight. We'll
yep.
be engaged tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Y'all
already know the rules. We bring a U-Haul.
U-Haul,
there you go. But thank you, ladies, so much.
No problem.
I love you and your website dearly. Keep it going.
Keep it
appreciate
going.
Appreciate it.
Keep it going for you.
Oh.
Yeah. And your energy.
Thank you so much. And anytime you want to have me, I'm here.
There
you go.
All right, ladies. All right, you have a good one.
You have a good one as well. You guys wrap it up and be safe.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
You too, sweetheart. All right, ladies, before we leave, I promise you all I was going to tell you about these special tips when it comes down to relationships and, you know, warnings and, yeah, it's a lot of stuff right here. But,
make it short.
Love is usually pure and a feeling that is mildly possessive. But with lots of care, too. Infatuation can be detected easily when a person says he or she loves someone but is unwilling to talk, make eye contact, or willing to do anything at all but stay away, remaining shy. You don't know you are infatuated, and when you can't think of any faults of that person, everyone's got faults. Knowing his or her doesn't make your love less pure. Less can be known if your love shifts easily from one person to another. And it's usually expressed through short, physical, emotional relationships. Love is when you love the whole person, spirit, heart, mind, and body. Lust is when you only love part of them, which means that you see only part of the person as having value and that the whole person is not valuable. Love and infatuation are often the hardest to distinguish from one another. It may take several months or longer to see whether infatuation will turn into love or fizzle out. Give yourself time to Give it some time and let the relationship progress naturally. Keep in mind that most relationships you're dealing all three, love, infatuation, and lust, all at once to some degree. To help you make tough decisions about your relationship, ask someone who you trust who have lots of experience with the kind of relationship you want for yourself. Lasting relationships are those that are built on love, not infatuation or lust. Imagine the person you love in 50 years and when they are old and fat. Would that change how you felt about them? And if yes, then you feel now it's most likely no love. So, ladies, remember that when you love someone, love them mind, body, and spirit. When they love you, it's in return. Mm-hmm. When you meet somebody today, this goes out to all the single ladies that's out there, you meet somebody today, give yourself some time to grow, get to know each other, get to go on dates together, get to know the ins and outs, what she do, what she do not like. You know, it's nothing wrong with getting to know a person and being a person's friend. You know what I'm saying? Friendship is the first step. It definitely is, because if you don't have a connection with this person with a friendship, why do you want to be with them? Like, your lover should be your best friend, should be your companion, should be somebody that should, when you are at the beach, you see no other woman. You might see a little booty or something. You go, hey, boo, look at that booty, you know. But it's never like a quick, like a long stare. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they're the only person that you see. You don't see nobody else in that light. So love is definitely pure and it's strong and it's hard to catch. And when you do catch someone that's giving it back to you in return, hold on to it. But it's definite. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let that person go. And that person is not going to just show up today and y'all be together tomorrow. No, this person is going to be there with you when you're up and down as your friend, as, you know, as the person that got your back. So definitely be on the look for that.
Amen.
And, ladies, I definitely want to thank you all for tuning in to She's On Radio. If you are at the point where you are working these 9 to 5, these 8 to 8, these 12-hour, 8-hour shifts, and you just don't feel like working these hard, boring jobs anymore. You just want to make some easy money at home, very legit. My friend Q is a lesbian entrepreneur. This woman is definitely the next Donald Trump. When I say she's the next Donald Trump, she got some tips for you. So definitely hit her up at www.positionyourself.info. Please check that out, ladies. Your financial future could be in your hands, so check it out. All right? Well, Teddy, it was a wonderful night with you tonight, baby.
You know how we do. I love you, man. You got me forever in the day. You can't get rid of my red behind. And even if you try. Oh, I love you too, man.
And all you ladies that checked in tonight, if you did not get to talk to us tonight, do not get discouraged. We will be here tomorrow, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We was at 11, but we aren't anymore. If you are a lesbian, if you're looking to meet new friends, we have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful website that's created for you. Very easy, www.shezone.org. In August, we will be having the best event ever.
Ever.
Check it out. www.shepride.tk. I love you all. Thanks for the support, and we will see you tomorrow.